This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. As the healthcare debate rages on across the nation, Florida State University students are tackling the issue one community at a time. Javier Rosado is a postdoctoral psychology fellow. He currently works at the Florida State College of Medicine's clinical training site in rural Immokalee, Florida. Working with the area's large Latino population, Rosado began to notice a disturbing trend.
We would have countless number of kids that would come in for their well child checks or their annual physical exams, and oftentimes overweight or obesity was an issue.
Rosado is not the first to observe this trend, which has been of increasing concern over the past decade. A 2006 study by the Mathematica Policy Research Group found that 25% of Latino children are obese by age 3. That's compared to 16% of black children and 14% of whites.
The trends and numbers do show that Latino children are increasingly having difficulty with obesity.
But Rosado is at the forefront in finding a solution to this growing problem. He has received a $75,000 grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to conduct a 2-year study. It will focus on how rural clinics and schools can help shed light on a solution and ultimately shed pounds off of children.
And that's what the study is looking at, is, you know, why is this happening? What can we do about it? How can we communicate with parents better about the issue? And are Latino families being informed of their child's overweight status? It'll help answer some of those questions.
Rosado plans to look at the effectiveness of wellness programs in place at local schools and clinics, and whether Latino families understand the implications of child obesity. But he says the study must go beyond simply analyzing the programs already in place.
So do parents need nutritional information? Do they need more parks for their children to play where they feel they're going to be safe? Are they willing to participate in any kind of educational program? To really try to figure out what the family's interest is in addressing the problem and what their needs are. And hopefully that'll be a second step to the research study, is once we understand what the needs are and find a way to address them.
Javier Rosado is a great example of the Florida State student making good on his education and affecting real change in the real world. But he says if it weren't for the ability to study in the real world, his study may never have been possible.
Well, I think Florida State University has done a really good job at making sure that we have these clinical opportunities. If this setting didn't exist, for one, the level of treatment that members of this community are receiving would be very different. And then two, individuals like me wouldn't have an opportunity to be trained within a population of need and wouldn't have an opportunity to do this sort of study.
The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation awarded Rosado the grant through its Salute America program, created to provide support for researchers studying the obesity epidemic in Latino children. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to FSU.com.
Florida State Headlines is made possible in part by visittallahassee.com and the Tallahassee Convention and Visitors Bureau.